Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Discussions on gear, technique, industry news, and interviews with the best in the business. Now, here are your hosts, Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. This is your host, Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
And Brian Berkowitz from New York.
Yeah, we're welcoming you to another episode of Ask the Guys. So this is where we answer questions that are submitted by our listeners. How's that going, Brian? We got a lot of Ask the Guys, or do we need more?
We have a couple lined up in the queue. We have a bunch of questions which are, I guess, shorter to answer. So we're kind of collecting those, and maybe we'll take one episode and we'll answer three or four smaller questions. So if you submitted a question that might be a smaller one, we have it in the queue and we will get to it, but we definitely need more. So submit your questions.
Yeah, it's a good thing because it's you can say the name of your business. You can, you know, give yourself some props, and also just ask a question, and either Brian and I will answer it, or we'll maybe get it together with one of our very, very distinguished guests to answer it for you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's funny you say that, because our question today was submitted by Anonymous. So we don't know who asked it, but we thank you for the question if that's you.
Yeah, I'd love to know who it is, but I can understand why they went anonymous, and we're okay with it. It definitely wasn't spam, but it was very opinionated. So, but listen, before we get into that, what's new? I hear you had a little house today. What did you shoot today in New York?
Today I shot a little tiny house, about 10,000 square feet, mm-hmm. and I did not even finish today, to be honest. I have to go back there in a couple of days and finish up, but yeah, took its toll on me. I'm a little worn out today.
Now, how much, what part of town was it in on Long Island?
This is in the North Shore, the Gold Coast, which is where all those higher end.
What's a $10 million place go for nowadays in the Gold Coast of New York, Long Island?
What's a 10,000 square foot house, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, sorry, what did I say?
10,000 square foot. I think it's listing at 5.5, something like that.
That's not that much.
No, it's not the great. That
much more.
Yeah, about 5.5 to 6. I'm not sure the exact number, but that's the ballpark figure.
Chump change.
It's about, it's about 7 or 8 acres. So,
wow. Yeah. I can't believe it's only $10 million.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's a long shoot, but it definitely took its toll on me. But it's a beautiful house, and maybe I'll share some images once they're finished.
All right. We'd love to see it. And I just got back from a four-day trip up to the beautiful Oregon, off the coast, right off of Newport, Oregon, for a family wedding. I shot my A7000 for the A7 III. For my first wedding, full wedding with it, and I'm editing it now, and I gotta say, I'm very happy. I'm still getting used to the camera. There's a lot to get used to with this camera and the menu system, but I have some beautiful shots and some of the best straight out of camera shots I've ever done with any camera, so I'm really stoked and looking forward to editing this wedding. But a family wedding in a field with rain and hay bales and just everybody having a blast. So it was a nice change.
Awesome. Sounds like fun. And if anybody wants to hear more info on you and your A7 III, you know, we touched on it in last week's episode. So definitely go back and check it out. And you can hear Rich get interviewed on his switch to Sony.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a very interesting, very exciting time for me. But let's not go into that. And let's go into our Ask the Guys. So why don't you just play the recording, and then we'll go into it.
An interesting topic that might you want to discuss on the podcast. I see that many people are jumping into this industry right now, a good number with very little experience. You know, they post in the forums and some of the groups on Facebook asking for criticism. And then when they receive something other than this enthusiastic, rah-rah, you're wonderful, they jump all over it. I've seen very seasoned, you know, real estate photographers offering really valid critique, and they just get trashed. I personally have removed myself from any of these groups because they focus on negativity more than anything else. But I think it's a good topic for discussion because it's really becoming, I think, more and more prevalent as more and more people are jumping into this business thinking they have all the answers.
All right, Anonymous, thank you for your question. And, you know, now we know why he decided to stay anonymous, but it is a good question. And, you know, I do see this all the time on Facebook groups. And the truth is, you know, when I first started out and I used to post images asking for critique, I used to get very defensive when people used to, I don't want to say bash, but negatively critique my images, because it does happen. But I think over time, I learned to accept it as opposed to, I guess, get defensive about it, because I used to do that. I used to try to defend my decisions, even if they were wrong. And it only helped me grow as a photographer. So the first thing before, you know, we jump to Rich, who I know is has a lot to say about this topic, is, you know, overlook the negativity, because, you know, constructive criticism is only going to help you grow as a photographer. Now, that being said, Rich, I know you're the admin of several Facebook groups online, and you probably see this daily, if I had to guess, several times a day even. So before we dive deep into this, I mean, what are your thoughts on this topic and the negativity that's surrounding all this criticism that people are asking for?
Yeah, it's I completely know where he's coming from, and maybe that's his real name.
Anonymous. Yeah.
Anyway, I think that, boy, I am an admin of like 10, 12 groups, and all photography related. And I want to just say that I'm pretty heavy-handed. I've kind of set my group up. It's not as big, too. I think there is this notion that anything that gets over 10,000 members starts going the wrong way. And I got to say, I think it kind of does. And it just starts a downward trend. But I am really, really on my groups. And I've got a group called Real Estate Photography with Lighting. And I made that group because I wanted it to only be dealing with images that are using lighting. We do some ambient images, I will say, but no HDR and no all ambient images. It was just for that. And the main reason I did that was because we all know there's another group and it's just straight real estate photography. And I'm not by any means, I'm good friends with all the admins, but I want to say the group has gotten to the point where I think it is really hard to police and to keep up on it. And I know, and I really know from experience, that I probably spend way too much time adminning all my groups, but it's just what I do and it's where I'm at. And I actually given off a couple of groups to other people because I didn't have enough time. But I think I've set it up where people are maybe more hesitant to use potty mouth, to use really, to be mean. I don't want mean people in my groups. Now, that may be BS to some people, and I'm fine with that thinking negative to me and policing it. I actually have another group that I had someone, I had to take something down, and I got a reply that I'm a fascist. Well, that is something I've never been called. We got a lot of things. But this group is really a lot of Europeans. And, you know, I think that word is something that would be more popular in Europe. But the gist is, yes, and I did apologize to that person because I don't think it should be, you know, I don't think it should be censored. But then again, I had someone today, I think it was today, posted something that I've got a warning that we had somebody who thinks we should take down a message. And somebody used a couple of F-word and bombs, you know, and I just had to reply to them. I got to take it down because, you know, no the F word in my group, even in just posts or in replies. And that's really important to me. It's kind of getting off topic from what the question was, but it is just saying that I think people all have to keep it together. Now, with that said, I think that it is a really, really difficult for people to take critique. And that's okay to be difficult, and it's okay to get critique and delete your photo because you can't take it. And I've done it. I've been guilty of deleting my images because I didn't notice something was really, really bad and whatever, and I've done it. But I will say that you can't get defensive. You cannot, unless it goes really south, and that does happen. But I just think that you've got to be willing to take it, because the replies you are getting are very valid. And really, I say to people in my workshops and my students and people I work with, I say, you don't know what you don't know. And I think that you might look back in a year or two or even 6 months and go, you know, that guy really did have it right on, and I was guilty of that, or the images could have been better this way. And I think you learn more about it. You learn what is good and what is bad. And I think that you have to really look at who is giving the critique. And I think it's valid to check out their website, check out who this person is that has a big opinion. You might then think that their work is garbage and that you don't respect it, and that's great. But you also might be getting some solid but firm replies, firm feedback, firm critique from very, very seasoned professionals. So I think that you've got to take it. And you know, it's like also, if not even the just Facebook, but I think it's worth checking out the Flickr group, PFRE, Photography for Real Estate Flickr group. That's where it all started off. And I think that I started getting, I remember one of my first posts, I was so excited about. The color was great. It was a beautiful room and a beautiful house, but my verticals were off. I didn't know what verticals were, and I took it the wrong way. And I look back on that and I go, I am so glad. And I remember the photographer, and I'm still real good friends with that photographer that told me that your verticals are off. And I said, well, what's that? And I even once got a critique that I have a lot of chromatic aberration in my images by a very well-known photographer. And I took it really the wrong way, and I came off the wrong way. And I was guilty of that. And I looked back and said, I should not have been negative to that, because I did have chromatic aberrations in my images from this lens. And it was a valid thing that I just didn't see. And I didn't see the importance of it, but now I do. So I just think that you got to be prepared to take on these critiques, but don't let that inhibit you or keep you from posting. I think the best thing you can do is to post images. You know, you got to take it because you need it. And I think that's the most valuable thing you can really get from these groups. And it may be hard, but I think you've got to post images. And I'm posting images, and I don't take them down much anymore. But I have a hard time with it. But I think everybody does. But especially when you're new at it, I think you just got to eat it and take it and hopefully learn from it.
Sure, but I think that's important too. Like, for instance, the example you were just using, when you posted your images on the PFRE group and your verticals were off and someone commented on it, you said, what's that, as opposed to trying to defend your decision for not straightening your verticals. Does that make sense? So,
well, I knew the photographers that were commenting, and I mean, I think Scott Hargis commented and Scott Dubois commented, and some of the people that I didn't know at the time, but I truly learned who they were. And then I didn't go off on them, but because I knew that I didn't know much, so I was okay with it.
Sure. And that's the thing. You know what? We have a very small, targeted, tight niche community where, for the most part, everyone's looking to kind of help each other. There's not many, you know, this country's so big that everyone's from different parts of this country that there's not many people that are, you know, in the same area.
Or the world. The world.
Yeah, that's true. The world. Yeah. And even people in the same area, you know, through Facebook, you know, I became friends with some of the local real estate photographers in my area in Long Island. And we speak often, and, you know, competition goes out the window and we refer work to each other. So, you know, Take the criticism, you know, with what it is. People are trying to help you for the most part. You know, no one's trying to just come on and bash you. There are those people, unfortunately, that, you know, go on Facebook and have nothing better to do but just bash everyone's photography. And I know, Rich, you do your best to try to police that. But take the criticism for what it is and grow from it and go on your next shoot and heed the advice of other seasoned veterans or even newbies who might have a good idea for you. Take their advice and apply it to your next shoot and just get better with it.
And you know, it's really interesting because a lot of times in photography, for like wedding photography or sports or whatever, I can default to saying, hey, man, creative license. You know, that's just your opinion, this and that. And, you know, you accept it. But I will say that this genre of photography has a lot of rules, a lot of boxes you've got to stay inside. And I think that some of these rules, maybe they go overboard on verticals and overboard on this and that. But I think that this is a different type of photography, and I don't think there is as much leeway for creativity. Now, I have a group that's for detail shots, and I think that there's much more creativity in the detail shots. But for standard real estate and architectural photography, I think there are certain rules, and I think that that can come off wrong, especially from people that are successful photographers in other genres. And they get into real estate and they're like going, you don't tell me this or tell me that because you have no idea who I am. Well, the fact that you're a great award-winning landscape photographer doesn't mean anything regarding your real estate or architectural photography. So I think you got to take it case by case.
Sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Rich, as an admin of the amount of groups that you are, I mean, do you very often get requests from people that say, hey, I'm being either bullied or I'm getting all these negative responses, take this down? Does that happen often? I mean, I know you see a lot of it and you make the decision on your own to take something down. But like you said today or yesterday, whatever the day was, you got a message from somebody that somebody else was being negative. Is there a lot of people, I guess, I don't want to say tattletaling, but a lot of people helping you out to try to maintain decorum? And, look, the truth of the matter is we're all professionals here. And I think, as professional as you act on a Facebook group is as professional as you act mm-hmm. when you're around your clients. And it kind of just goes with the demeanor that you portray when you're out there. And, if you're a professional, then you should act just as professionally in a Facebook group as you should when you're talking to your clients. But nevertheless, obviously it doesn't happen all the time. So, how do you best please this? What's your practice of pleasing?
Well, I certainly get some comments and emails and stuff, but I'm absolutely positive. My group doesn't get it nearly as much as a lot of groups. I know for a fact. I have to go in sometimes. I am very big on I'm really police the editors in my groups, the spam and the, things like that. But I really think I've set myself up. I've set everybody else up. Now, I think that's a big reason why there aren't nearly as many people. I think we have about 6,000 people in my Real Estate for Lights group. But I don't think I've had that many problems. And I really have been involved in other groups and other things where I have seen it, and I've been guilty of it too, but I have been the victim of it. And I didn't like the way it went, and I did tattle, I did squeal, and wanted something to be done about it because it was just not okay. But I think that there are lines that you can't cross, and I think that this really is important to remember. You can't hide behind, or you can, but you shouldn't hide behind the anonymity of the internet. I think that it's wrong. I think that mean people suck, and I really say that in my groups. I don't want.
You should put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Got mean people. But I really think that you find the groups that you like, and you get out of the groups you don't like. I have a group for Sony wedding for Sony A7III wedding photographers that I just started, and it's very universal too. That's the big thing too. It's very European and also from Eastern Bloc countries. And I'm by no means am I putting them down, but I definitely realize there's a whole different frame of attitudes and different way of looking at things, different way of speaking of things, and totally different. And I'm just having a little bit of a hard time with it because I just don't know how to pick up on certain things. And that's my own fault. But I will certainly say that, again, I think I have set my groups up to be cautious to, don't go there. And, you know, I know a lot of people probably think that's BS and I'm a fascist. Well, I am then. And I think that I never thought that I was a fascist, but maybe I am. But I really think that, you know, you got to watch what you're saying and you got to be open, though, to the critique. So you can't take it as bashing when it really isn't. But, you know, when it is, you take it and you either get out or you complain or whatever.
Yeah, and that goes, you know, that also goes into what I was saying before. As a side thought is, you know, the way you act in these groups, you know, these most of the people here are professionals. I don't want to say all. You know, you have a group of what do you say, 5,000 people, or the other group is I think 15,000 people. So not everyone's professional real estate photographers, but you know, a good majority of them are. And the way you act in these groups, directly, you know, reflects who you are as a professional. So, you know, when you're out there meeting new clients or talking to clients or on shoots with clients, you know, I would gather you're not being negative like this. So in the same sense, when you're dealing with other colleagues and professionals, no reason for anybody to be negative. You know, we're all looking to just get better. That's why we're on these groups. You know, we're not on these groups for any other reason but to communicate with colleagues and to get better and to learn more. So, you know, if that's why you're in these groups and posting images, then, you know, be positive about it. Don't be negative and offer the criticism in a nice way and don't be a Debbie Downer.
Well, to be on that note, I'm glad you said that because I have kind of reserved myself to try to start off, and it's sometimes it's really hard, but try to start off with some positive, and that kind of sets you up, and then go into the negatives. But go into the negatives with a positive attitude. And you know what? It's almost like if you're going to rip on something, maybe just don't do it. I don't know, but maybe that's not a fair statement. Because again, I don't want to be like this pussy that just doesn't allow anything in my groups. But, and you know, the thing is, everybody in my groups is in the other group too. So I know that everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm not ripping by any means on that other group or the people in that group that aren't in my group. You know, it's not about that, but it is about helping people. And I think that there are ways like to get honey from bees. It's, you know, it's easier to get, what does they say, with vinegar, honey than vinegar, whatever. But just try and don't BS sugarcoat it, but just don't go into it completely saying this is garbage. Try and find something good. And if you really can't, maybe just don't say it at all. I know it's hard sometimes, but you know, that's a tough one. So I don't even know what to say about that, but I know everybody knows what I'm saying.
Just be professional about it. You know, if a realtor asks you while you're on a shoot, they come up to you and they tell you the listing price of the house and you know that they're not going to get it. And they say, and you know that from doing this for a living, and they say, what are your thoughts on this price? You know, you're not going to rip them. You're not going to say, what the hell is wrong with you? You know, are you out of your mind? You know, you're going to be professional about it and you're going to politely twist their question in a positive way and find a nice way to answer them that does not offend them. So, you know, it's the same situation. It shouldn't be any different.
And one rule I want to say, actually, is a real quick story. We have people sometimes that will post other people's images without their permission because they may even be fair use rights, you know, but I don't like it in my group to ever post, and I don't think any group should do it in any shape or form in any type of photography, but you should not post anybody else's photos and then post your photos alongside of it to say, show how much better your photos are and how much worthier you are than the other person to have the money spent by the realtor. Now, I understand what everybody's going for, but that's not okay because years ago, I posted a picture from somebody and I posted it saying, this is my local competition and it's just like, you know, whatever it was, and it was just terrible and this and that. And I got a message from the photographer that took the picture and he basically said, you know, thank you very much. In one short subject, you have, hold on, let me get rid of this phone call. In one short subject, you have proceeded to take my work in my profession and trashed it. And I learned my lesson that day. Through my life, I've learned certain lessons. And one lesson I've said is you never say anything about anybody else's photos, because there's a fair chance that they may not, they may be on the groups, but they may also be your competition or your not competition, but they're people. And it turns out that I've become pretty good friends with that photographer. And till this day, I still apologize because it was absolutely wrong. And this is just my thing. Even if a photo is fair rights, I don't think you should ever put anybody else down for anything in any type of business. And I don't even like people's websites to show amateurs' pictures and professionals' pictures. I just don't think it's the right way to go. And I just don't think it's very professional. So I think you should just leave that end of it out.
Well, if that's something you want to do, show amateur pictures versus yours. You know, when you're on a shoot, take out your iPhone or your Android, whatever you have, and take a shot with your iPhone, the same shot, and then take your actual shot you've shot mm-hmm. with your mirrorless or your DSLR. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you're not taking someone else's awful shot. You know, it's a shot you did with a phone, which is the same as a realtor would do that doesn't use professional photography. And then you have a side-by-side comparison, and you're not using someone else's work as a way to indirectly bash them.
I'm not even sure about that, but I'll go with that. It's not what I like to do, but I can totally see it. But I think in general mm-hmm. in business, I'm an old man. If I was going to give suggestions and advice to young people coming up in business, in any business, never put your competition down to make your product look better.
Well said. Yeah. And with that, I think we're running low on time.
Oh, you're kidding. Rich. That was so fast. That was great.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when we get into it. I know we went off on a lot of different mm-hmm. directions, but mm-hmm. That's what happened.
Well, Anonymous, thank you so much for that. And I just want to say that please take everything that I said with a grain of salt. It's just my opinion. And by all means, I said it may not be right and it may not be what's good for you, but it's just what I think. And that's just my opinion. Yeah.
I think you need a couple more groups to admin, Rich. I don't think you manage enough.
I've met max capacity. I just got back from Oregon and there was no internet for 4 days. And I came home today to all my groups. I had about 250 requests, and I go through each one. So,
wowie, yeah. Now, after you just plugged your group, you're going to have a couple of dozen or hundred more.
That's okay. Once, I love having people come up, and I get to really put a good group of people together. That's good for a learning opportunity, and it's good too. I get to promo my workshops. By the way, workshop October 16th and 17th in California. Please come to my workshop. No, but that's going good. I'm almost sold out there. But it's, it's a good way that I keep a handle on everything, and I can always post my own things about our podcast and things like that,
Awesome. And if you have any new group members come in because they heard your group on the podcast, make sure to, right in there that they heard about the group on the podcast.
Yeah. And everybody subscribe to the podcast. And remember, ask the guys so we can go into, totally going into your question and get the answers, and everybody else can hear the answers too. It's great.
Sure. And definitely also come and like us on Facebook mm-hmm. because we post a lot of updates. As Rich and I mentioned previously, we have a lot of things in the works for the coming months. And if you want to be privy to all that, definitely, like our page on Facebook and just follow us as we release new episodes, have updates and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, we got some really exciting things coming in the future. And it's funny. Well, not funny. It's kind of sad. I have been really neglecting my YouTube channel because of all these other things we're doing, the podcasts and the things next year and later this season, but it's all good. And we love doing it. I know I can speak for you, Brian, and we feel that how great is it to help people doing something that we love and working with people that also find a value out of what we put out and help people with.
All right. So like Rich just mentioned, subscribe, leave us a review, spread the word, like us on Facebook to, learn about all the new things we got coming out in the next few months, which I think everybody's going to love. So subscribe, and that's it. Rich, I'll speak to you next time.
Good. Thank you all, and have a great week. Go out and shoot some houses.
This has been Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Subscribe to the show and don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow Rich and Brian on social media and at their website, shootingspacespodcast.com.